Kedushin, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Yud Aleph. This is 4:11, really a straight continuation of the previous Mishnah. Here, the difference is that we have a husband who left our community. We know he is Miuchas, but he wasn't married when he left. And now he's coming back to town, and he's making claims regarding his wife, who we don't know, and children, who we don't even know if indeed are they even connected to this, the woman he's claiming is his wife. So, the Mishnah says, the fellow comes back from his 35-year stint in Timbuktu, and he says, Isha Nasasi B'Medina Sayam. This woman I'm with, she's the woman I married over there in Timbuktu, overseas. So, Harehi Zu Ve'el Vanah. He says, this is the wife I married, and these are the children that I had with her. So the din is, Mevi Raya La'isha Ve'enot Tzarech La'avi Raya Alabanim. He'll have to bring a proof that, meaning witnesses that will confirm that this woman is of good pedigree. And then once he's established that link in the chain, so she's good and he's good, therefore their children are going to be good. So no need to bring a separate proof regarding the children. This is assuming, like in the previous Mishnah, that these children are still karuch, they're still like attached to their mother. So they're little children who are behaving as little children would regarding the mother, you know, holding her hand and tagging on, pulling on her skirt, etc., calling her mommy, mommy. If these children are older children and they're sort of independent, even if they're not necessarily even gedolim, they're just behaving maybe like her children or maybe like adopted children or stepchildren, we don't know. So then the Mishnah wouldn't apply. He'd have to bring separate proof regarding them. Now, if he comes back and his claim is Mesa, I went overseas as a single man. When I was in Timbuktu, I met a lovely lady and she was a kosher v'yosher, great miuchas woman. I married her. I had children, ve'elu vaneha. These are those children from this woman. But now the woman has died. So all I have left, I'm a single dad, and these are the children that came from this kosher marriage. That's his claim. So then, Sarach lahavi raya al ha'isha v'al habanim. Now there's two links in the chain that need to be established with third-party testimony, witnesses. First of all, we have to establish that the woman that he married, in fact, was miyuchesed, that she was a kosher woman that he was allowed to marry. That will require witnesses all to themselves. And then second of all, even if we establish he married a good woman when he was in Timbuktu, we need to have a separate link in the chain that connects these children who he's claiming are the offspring of that woman are indeed that woman's children. Because maybe he did marry a kosher woman, but now maybe he's adopted these kids along the way or they're from another woman, who knows? So therefore, you need to bring a separate raya that the children he's claiming are from the deceased wife are indeed connected to her. And once you have those two links in the chain, then the children, of course, are confirmed as miyuchaset and they're miyuchas and they can marry kohanim, etc., etc.